is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. For those listening live, sorry about those technical issues. For those listening on podcast, what fucking technical issues? Okay, we are hanging out with my pal, Eddie Clark, comedian, former police officer, and podcaster, and actor, and Pip, a cat lover, a hoarder, and all-around swell gal. So that's what we're doing tonight. Somewhere I lost, in all the mayhem, I don't know where I lost my little cover for my microphone.
You lost your mic condom.
I did. It's not a mic condom. Where the hell is it? Hold on.
Yes, it is. We like to have safe podcasts here.
All right. Let's get to some news articles. Let's do that. All right. We got the look at just like a black guy showing his show how big it how much bigger it is. Fuck you. Need that shit. Need that.
Truth in advertising.
You know why Eddie converted to Judaism? Because it looks bigger. It looks even bigger when it's circumcised. That's why Eddie did. He's just showing off.
Hey, bud, I got circumcised, man. I was what, 33?
Oh,
damn!
Yeah, that's a commitment right there. That is a commitment to a faith.
You want the real good part? The good part.
Yeah.
There's no difference in the way I had it. The way I was done to me than it was done to a newborn baby.
So you got like an old Jew?
My rabbi. And he just sat there and looked. He goes, hey. And then he's a comedian. He walks in. And I'm still sitting there trying to like, you know. It's a little candy. It only, you know. But the kids, you understand why the kids. The reason those little kids don't cry when you put that in their mouth is because their mouth is stuck. I'm a grown man. That little tic-tac was nothing to me. And I'm sitting there. And he comes in with a, he goes, hey, thanks a lot for the new wallet. Then he walks out. And says, yeah, ready to go.
Thanks for the new wallet.
Now let me ask you.
His wife had a pocketbook. I asked him, was that a matching set? I don't want trouble. I'm just saying.
Now, for those who don't know, it's called a bris in the Jewish faith. And Eddie is telling us that as a 33-year-old man who converted to Judaism, he had a bris.
It was a brisket.
A brisket. What now? Was there a whole bunch of people in the next room ready to eat lox and cream cheese?
It was Rabbi, the Gabbai was there. You remember my wife before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was her father and her brother, and I remember they looked like no way, not my daughter. But that's not the point.
So wait a minute. Hold on.
Did all the color drain from their face, so to speak, when they thought about what you were about to do?
It actually ran from their face. They realized I was about to do to their daughter.
Well, not for a few days. You're going to have to ice that down. But
yeah, right.
So as a grown man, because I know when you're a baby, there's like an audience there. As a grown man,
No, I'm very few people. It just wasn't that kind of party. Even though I understand. They were trying to sell tickets. I understand. Is there any way we'd like to make a donation just so we can? We'd like to dream for a while, if you don't mind.
Anytime Jews can have somebody on their team that'll help enlarge the overall penis size, we're very supportive of it. So.
I understand that the popcorn was selling briskly. The idea that.
They were outside. The rabbi walked back out. And he goes, and he said, so I heard somebody outside the door say, can we at least see your wallet? So we.
A tisk, get a task. If this produced a basket.
I just can't imagine like going, yeah, all right. I'm going to believe in this God, and let's cut off part of my dick. I can't imagine, like, I was a baby, I had no choice. Good for you, Eddie. That's why you're the Messiah. Good for you.
I would tell anybody that's old enough to actually form the words no, say no.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Yes, say no.
But the Judaism didn't really take to me, but I wouldn't do it. I
went to temple. I started going to
So why'd you wait till you were 33 for the bris?
Huh?
Why'd you?
I thought it goes, well, because I went, but you know, back in those days, first of all, being black, and you know, I went to high school with a yarmulke on once and got my ass kicked, and I'm still trying to figure out why that happened.
I'll tell you why. Because you were a Jew boy. That's why that happened. I feel like I need to be on your show. Like, I feel like I have all the answers you're looking for.
You do.
Eddie's been mystified these many years. It was really quite simple. All right. Wow. I didn't think we were going to be talking about Eddie's dick tonight, but you know, you never know what happens on the Den.
That topic.
Settle down.
I've learned from watching this show, anything can break out in this show.
Anything can break out. And on the pre-show, we were talking about Pip's breakouts, but that was different. That was the pre-show. Yeah. Look at Pip. Pip is the stereotypical Zoftic white woman drooling over the black man with a job. And the only thing is Eddie's married. Because if Eddie wasn't married, I'd have to separate you two little Zoom boxes over there. And Pip's married. I'd have to be in between. Like, Pip is drooling. Let's talk more about your big black cock. No, Pip. Nay. We will not be. You're lucky we did cat talk. All right. We did cat talk. That's all you're getting tonight. I'm not talking about Eddie's cock for another 20 minutes.
I just like chocolate. What can I tell you?
I understand. Have you ever been with a black man? Pip, have you ever been with a black man?
I have not done the full business with a black man, but I did date a black man.
So how far?
Some pants rubbing.
But you never actually got to behold it, so to speak?
No, I didn't. Well, actually two black men, but one was just one date, and he was a weirdo. and I got weird vibes from that dude. He was just something strange. He didn't drive, and I drove, and I was dropping him off at his house. And all the shades were drawn on his house, like...
Drug den.
All the time.
There's a reason, and I was like, for that.
All right, what's the reason?
What's the reason?
It's actually historical. My wife, it's just kind of strange that I actually keep the drapes and stuff closed in mine. Like, now I'm kind of loosening up a little bit. I'll open up the ones maybe in the living room. But back in the day, black people were feared, just that fear, because the Klan or whatever... People would shoot them right through their windows.
Oh.
And, yeah, that's check it out. It's actually a historical fact that black people would be shot right through their windows. You know,
damn.
But nowadays, if you look at Philly, New York, Chicago, a place like that, it's still happening, but white folks ain't got nothing to do
with it. Well, I'll tell you what. I think this gentleman that Pip was dating got off easy, because it might not have been a Klansman shooting through the windows. It could have been Pip coming through the front door. So it just would have been worse.
It's not cool to date people that you work with. So that was, I'd learn from that experience. But he was a great guy. His name was Chip. He was awesome.
Eddie, have you been with a black man?
I choose not to answer that question.
I don't blame you. I've never been.
Oh, look at my personal lips. Look at that.
He's going to wet them soon. Hopefully you can keep yourself dry. Eddie's giving you all the good moves.
All respect to your wife. I'm playing.
I've never been with a black woman. I feel like I've been cheated. I feel like she's been cheated. Whoever this black woman is that I haven't been with.
Yes, this theoretical black woman is very upset right now because look what she could have had.
I feel like for me she would have opened the window shades, but now they're perpetually closed.
You're right. Well, Pip. You're right, Pip. It could have also had Davin.
I was kind of pointing at Davin, but you know. Well, Davin, if it's any consolation, although she can't do anything about it, Beyonce does dream of you.
Yeah, you know, I feel bad for Beyonce. It would appear she has it all, but yet she doesn't have me.
That's what haunts her dream.
I'm sure it does. It was her husband that got caught cheating, right? Was it? Who's she married to? Jay-Z?
Yeah, it was. With Becky with the good hair.
With the good hair.
Right. Just goes to show you. Just goes to show you anybody can get cheated on. Just goes to show you. Anybody.
I know. Yeah.
I don't play that stuff. I don't. Hey, I don't get it.
Good man.
I'm 64 years old. My wife's 34. I can't handle what I got at home. I ain't gonna be wasting down the street.
Look at that.
When I get done,
I'm very tired. I like to stay where I'm at for a while.
Here's what I want the audience to think about. So when Eddie was getting circumcised, his wife was 1 year old.
Damn, that's true.
That's not right. It's all right.
Oh, you were preparing for your beautiful future with your 1 year old wife.
A black Jew marrying a girl from Bavaria, you know, and she often, you know, she's very different. She's a very nice woman. She is extremely mature. And that's not like saying like some old in her, but she is. She knows her. She has her game together, but she don't take no crap.
Good.
And woman
should I be pulling down my shades because your wife is going to come after me?
Nah. I wouldn't worry about that because I assure you, if she comes after you, I won't know anything about it because I'll be dead already.
I'll tell you what. You know what I've learned from this show? I better make sure Joe can do 3 segments next week. That's what.
Really? Everybody's gone. If there was going to be trouble, it's going to be my husband storming down the hallway to get me first. So.
Yeah, I feel very safe. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Listen, if we don't hear from Eddie and Pip anymore, they deserved it. But I feel good. Shouldn't be.
Oh. Maybe if you don't hear from Eddie and Pip anymore, they ran away together.
That's fine.
Ed's got money in the bank. We can figure this out.
That's all right. And Pip's got crap in the back seat of her car. That's good.
We can still do the show under closed location.
That's fine, too. And you both have a love of cats. That's fine.
All the stuff on my car has got to be worth something. It's probably worth more than the actual car.
Probably. All right, listen, but I don't want to get letters from Miss Bavaria and Mr. Helix. I don't need that shit. This has nothing to do with me. What these two kids do in adjacent Zoom boxes has nothing to do with me. Just saying. Then Pip could cross 2 things off her little box. A black man and a Jew. Woo.
That's true. I have not been with a member of the tribe either.
That's why in the neighborhood, Eddie's known as the Daily Double.
That's great.
All right.
Daily Double.
Yes. Should we try to do some fucking topics, or should we just
You know what? I guess we should go for it, yes.
Or just do another 45 minutes on Eddie's schmeckle. Whatever you guys want.
No,
he's 64. There's no 45 minutes on that schmeckle anymore. 4 to 5 minutes. He's 64 years old.
I bet you want to go back to cat poop now.
Well, a little bit, yes. Now I understood why Maui was puking before. She's a fortune teller, too. She knew where this shit was going. What a weird fucking show. Issues on your show, you say. Issues.
Issues.
Wow. All right. You know, Pip, I do feel you need to have a black man before you die.
Well, I think that Mr. Helix is going to outlive me, so I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, sure, because he's going to smother you in your sleep. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I feel like if you were in the South, if you were a Southern girl, you would have been with a black guy and had a couple of babies. I feel that. I feel like that would have happened.
No, the baby thing was never happening.
All right. Well, I feel like you would have been with a black man or two. I feel like that would have happened.
Why would I have to have been in the South? If Chip had played his cards right, I would have already have done the deal. But
to be quite honest, I don't think you could get a Northern black man. How do you like that shit? I'm not being racist. I'm just hating on the South.
I could have. I could have had two. I pulled the trigger
at the same time. Pip would. They would have done the old card table on Pip. They would have pulled down the shades. All right. Enough. Pip is not a sexual object for our amusement. Pip is a sexual object.
You know, it's been years. I'm very excited.
Pip is a sexual object for our husband's disappointment, but not for our amusement.
You said a mouthful.
Well, somebody should. Anyway, all right. Wow. Eddie, look what you do. We usually talk about issues. You know. Joe's usually calling me a liberal at this point.
Yeah, well, and talking about, like, unicorns and fairy tales and
yes.
stuff.
All right, let's get to some of these. I want Eddie's take on some of these policing stories. All right. So in Los Angeles County, Sheriff, deputies are now allowed to cover up their nameplates while policing protests in the city. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said he okayed the move, a reversal of a longstanding department policy after numerous instances which protesters released personal information about himself and his deputies. Deputies will still display their badges. It turns out the name tapes are going to be covered, and they're going to be replaced with a badge number, an identifying number that will comply with state law. The interesting thing about what happened with the name coverings is that some protesters were actually using the deputies' names to then go and dox them, blast their home address on social media, show up at their houses, vandalize their homes. This is not exactly the intent of state law. California state law requires law enforcement officers to display some form of identification, whether it's a badge number or a name, but the move angered protesters and civil rights advocates who said concealing the deputies' names makes it more difficult to identify cops who overstep their authority. You should be able to know the name of a deputy who you interact with, law professor Sean Kennedy, who sits on the local civilian oversight commission, told the LA Times. There's no way that we can effectively monitor law enforcement if you can't even get the name of a deputy that you're interacting with in public who has some kind of use of force or action against you. What's your take, Eddie?
I'll make this quick. The number's sufficient. If you get the number, you got everything you need.
But here's like the thing. Here's how I would counter argue that if I wanted to. I would say, you know what? When I'm having an interaction, it's hard to remember if they're shoving me, for instance, because we're talking about protests here. If they're shoving me, I can't go, hold on, let me get my pen and paper out. I need to write down your badge number.
Yeah, but here's my argument to that. So you tell me that it's going to be easy if you remember my name was Clark after I smacked you in the head with a nightstick or something, or I shoved you out of the way. No, that number is. You get that number, you might as well know a Social Security number. It has the same kind of power.
Yeah, but so,
I understand what they're saying for community police sake. I think that when you're in the middle of a if they decide to do that during the middle of a protest or a riot situation, I have no problem with just having the numbers. I have no problem with that at all. You know, regular police officers, no, because we are cops. Sometimes guys you do, they need to turn their badges upside down, especially when we're going into something. They turn the badges, sometimes they turn the nameplates upside down. So, yeah, during a protest or riot situation, I have no problem at all having the police officer identifying number. None whatsoever.
The problem is, there's a couple problems. The police we've seen too often have taken liberties, and it's hard to remember numbers. I think what...
Do you remember a name?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I
could remember. If I'm getting beaten, I can only see one thing. There's more chance I can remember a name or get the gist of a name. I might mispronounce it as opposed to a number. Now, the problem is, these laws were not intended for doxing. So I think what the solution is, we need legislation where the penalties for doxing are much more significant. So if you are going to dox somebody, it's gonna cost you a lot. It could be criminal. I don't know what the statutes are, but I feel like the statutes are not enough if people are just taking liberties to dox.
If you want to, based on the argument you gave, here's my suggestion. How about you fight for a law that makes the police officers unable to turn off their police cam and have it so they cannot access the actual video? All right, that would make more sense than anything else.
I've argued for that.
Let's say, for instance, we're in a situation where I'm the police officer and you're rioting, and I'm the one that pushes up on you, or would you claim I did this and did that? All right, I can't turn off my camera and I can't access the video. You can smash the camera; it still automatically goes to a central location. And the video is, whether it's in the car or wherever it is, it's somewhere I cannot access, all right? You have everything you need. The name is not important. They can go through every cop if they have to till they find your face on there, the one getting your ass kicked.
Well, you're assuming, right? Though, the assumption right there is that wherever this feed is going, that they won't try to protect the police officer. I'm not willing to make that assumption.
So you're going to tell me that you're going to say, so your answer is, that I would rather have your name so I can come in and you can't
No, they can. No, they can.
You know what I'm saying? You cannot. The electronic proof that you get from the electronic proof that you'll actually get from those cameras and that video is a lot more powerful than you walking in bitching and saying, "Hey, Eddie Clark did this or that to me," and then Eddie Clark walks in and says, "No, I didn't. Plus, I turned off my camera." All right. You know, go for the. You know, if you're gonna, when people make laws, people kind of forget when they're making these laws or they're pushing for laws. Sometimes they don't use common sense. All right? But like I said, a cop should not be able to turn off his cam. That's my feeling. You shouldn't be able to turn it off.
But not every department has these police cams yet.
And that's the other problem. But what these are the laws that people should be fighting for. Not so they're bitching about a cop not wearing a nameplate. Who gives a damn? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yo, what if the cop that's in front of you, if I'm the cop that's Pip and I are both cops, all right? I'm kicking your ass, but somehow or another, the only thing you manage to be able to do is you manage to see Pip's number, or you see her name, all right? Yeah, and then when Pip gets in there, no, that's not quite the way it happened. Mr. Rosenblatt attacked Officer Clark. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the cameras are good, but once again, the United States has reached the point, and law enforcement, because these unions and stuff won't let the job be done, because I know, obviously, at the top, by the way, there's a lot of things we do sometimes and say, we definitely don't want nobody here. You know what I'm saying? But, and I'm sorry, there's crazy stuff that goes on sometimes. But let's be realistic. What you should be arguing for is to have a situation where these things are actually watched and monitored, and that way you don't have that problem. And the big thing is, everybody wears a camera and nobody can turn them off. How about that?
I think that makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, for some reason, do you remember the story of Abner Louima?
Yes, I do. I very well.
Yep.
Right?
Why don't you briefly tell the story briefly so the audience knows?
I was just about to.
Okay. Go fuck yourself. Go choke on a big black cock that you can't obtain.
He's making me hotter by the second.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
For people who don't live in the New York area, oh, look at that big mic in the screen. Oh, my.
It's shiny. He must have polished it. I don't know.
I know. It's very shiny. Yeah. Well, that was after the breast.
Could you imagine if that was part of the breast, they cut it, and then the rabbi has to shine it up like it's brand new again?
Well, that would be really painful at that particular moment, but I suppose, like, maybe a week, 2 weeks later, he would appreciate that.
Yeah, but we got to go back to the moil. We got to get you spit shined. No, it's tradition.
We got to get you polished. Yes. Produce your own spit.
At that age. Now, with Eddie, yeah. I mean, could you imagine that when a grown man, that's part of the tradition? Then you got to have, like, a moil as 33-year-old has to, you know, there's nothing sexual about this as he polishes your head.
Sure there's not.
And Eddie's just like, grandma naked, grandma naked, grandma naked.
Oh, my God.
But back to Abner Louima. Back to Abner Louima.
That's a terrible segue.
Yes, it was.
For people who don't live in the New York area or don't go as far back as we do, Abner Louima was a suspect. He was taken into he was taken in by the police, and I don't remember what crime he was purported to have committed, but the police took him in the back and they anally assaulted him with the handle of a plunger to the point where he was so internally damaged. I don't remember if he died.
No, I don't think he died.
Do you remember?
No, he didn't die.
He didn't die. They wrecked this guy.
Wow.
And,
wrecked. They wrecked his rectum. I didn't see wrecked coming. Wow. Look at
that.
They wrecked his rectum. Oh, did I do that? Woo-hoo. Look at Pip inserting a little comedy.
We can laugh because the man got millions of dollars.
Let's be honest, Eddie. As comics, we would have laughed no matter what. Anytime a plunger goes in somebody's ass, we're laughing. It's a horrible story, but we're not above it.
We're not above laughing at
all. At least I'm not. You're probably a better human being than I am, but I would laugh no matter what.
Well, here's the thing, is that the visual of that is horrifying, but that stuck with me for years because the idea that, you know, I mean, I understand the police are human beings and that they get angry and, you know, there's all this talk about all the adrenaline and getting caught up in the heat of the moment and being really angry at a suspect. And there, I mean, you watch any cop show, you see the verbal abuse that is heaped on people, and you see the horrible things that people do that police have to endure knowing about and seeing. And they're humans, and they're going to react. But the fact that they brutalized this guy in a back room someplace just speaks to the need for having, you know, that much more of a transparency by having police cameras on all the time, because there's no reason that should have been able to happen.
It's the reason why a lot of police departments, that is directly the reason why a lot of police departments have cameras in all the cells now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about cameras. It's a nice segue for the next topic with policing and cameras. In Mississippi's homicide rack capital is one step closer to being access residents live streaming home security video, and a move opposed by privacy advocates. The police department in Jackson will soon become one of 24 places across the country to sign on with Fussus, a company that makes it easier for cops to create a network of real-time video from public and private cameras, NBC reported. Residents in the city of 160,000, which recorded a decade-high 84 murders in 2018, can opt into the service with their doorbell cameras like Ring. The live stream feed would then be funneled directly to the city's new real-time command center. What you see behind us is an opportunity to better observe and fill in the gaps, said Jackson Mayor Chalky Lumumba at the center's ribbon cutting last month. Authorities in Jackson are scrambling to find better crime-fighting solutions to replace its antiquated system and combat the city's surging crime. What we'll be able to do is get a location, draw a circle around it, and pull up every camera within a certain radius. If someone is running out of a building, we can follow and trace them. The Jackson City Council has approved a 45-day pilot program at no cost to the city. Now the pilot is undergoing final legal review. If someone says, I want my Ring door camera to be used, we'll be able to use it, the mayor added. Police in other locales, including Ocasee, Florida, Minneapolis, and Rialto, California, have also inked deals with Fussus, which offers packages ranging from $480 to $1,000 a year per device that converts various video into a format that can be fed into a main police hub. We're not doing anything nefarious, Fussus Chief Strategy Officer Sahil Merchant told NBC. We're doing this for public safety, not the cost of people's civil liberties or privacy, and because it's all up to the individual user to share it. But privacy advocates are raising the alarm, saying that new technology means giving police unfettered access to private security feeds. We're concerned with pretty much all this, Matthew Gariglia, a police analyst with nonprofit Electric Frontier Foundation, said. If you put any neighborhood under a microscope, you're going to find legal things to arrest people for, illegal things. If the camera on your neighbor's porch is pointing at your front door, will they see your 19-year-old son drinking a beer on your porch? Will it see your neighbor driving home with no license plate? He said to access live streaming video could lead to police abusing their authority. If the police can access your camera without a warrant because you gave them permission, because you want to help them fight crime, what's to stop an officer from peering through the camera of a young woman after she gets home from work? In a statement, Ring distanced itself from the Fussus program. This is not a Ring program, and Ring is not working with any of the companies or in City Connection. All right. I'll tell you what, this is very mixed, but I will say this. I don't trust the authorities with this type of technology. I understand why it could be very good. It's just a little too big brothery, too much ripe for abuse for my liking.
We have to sign up to actually have it here in Somerdale, New Jersey, and I have no problem with it at all. That's just me. If something happens, there's a thing where if something happens, you can hit this thing and it does that. And they also put out an immediate call if something like when my wife's car got broken into. They put out a blast to let everybody know, and they opened up. You can open up with a button to let them be able to go on, and they actually caught this guy because they followed this guy all the way around them. They followed this guy for like a mile. This idiot was running, and every camera was able to catch him as he walked down the street. And they caught him. Right to his house.
Did you say you have to opt into it? Did you say you have to?
Well, yeah, you have to. not an automatic, they can just jump on it. They have to blast you, and then you hit it. But if, like, if the cops right now, if they want to, they can hit me up on my phone, and it'll say there was a robbery 15 minutes ago or a minute ago, whatever it is. We'd like access to your camera for that. And you just hit it, and they can go through it.
So it's not like you give them permission and then they can access it whenever they want. They have to notify.
That's what they're talking about in the story you're talking.
Right.
About. They haven't done that, but if they wanted to, I'd have no problem with it.
See, I'm more apt to.
If my neighbor's driving down the street with no license plate, that's his bad.
Yeah, you know what? I don't trust them. I don't. There's too many dirty cops. Yeah, I don't trust them. Now, if it was
too many dirty cops. I told you that at the very beginning of this, Davin. People have this thing. People, you get one guy like a Derek Chauvin that does what he does, and people start making it 10, 15, 20% of cops. I'm telling you, it's less than 1% of cops that are doing this kind of foolishness.
Right, but you know what?
And I don't care where you go, down south, out west, down the cheapest part of Mississippi where redneck, white, both seek this cop. I'm telling you, it's less than 1%.
But it's not just cops. We don't even have the Ring technology here because I don't trust the Ring company. I don't want to give people access to cameras. It's not just cops. I don't trust anybody having that type of power. I mean, listen, a hacker can get into your computer. It's happened to me where they could take over your camera. That's why we advise people to put a little piece of paper over your camera when you're not doing it. There's just too many things that can go wrong. I understand how it can help, but I also know there's so many cameras. What is he doing it now? So
you're covering it now? That's during the show you don't put it.
There are so many cameras in the public sector where they can find people doing wrong. And they have been used to solve crimes and everything. I just don't necessarily want it in my house.
Then you have a right to do that. But you have to understand, and it's already happened before, Dad, when they've had, I can't remember, I just saw this story not too long ago. But there was a story where this one particular neighborhood successfully fought off, I think it was out in the Midwest somewhere, they successfully fought off the cops putting up cameras on the post of these neighborhoods, like they got in England, you know, so if somebody does something, you can follow them.
Right.
And this one guy, I think it was his wife, he got killed. And they had nobody, they couldn't figure it out because there was just nothing, you know, and but he finally got the cameras that were in other areas farther away. They couldn't tell. By that time, it could have been any car.
Right, but
the guy, you know, all they knew was it was a car, and a guy came on the lawn and actually shot. It was a wrong house.
But
they couldn't follow him. They had no way of following.
Police have solved crimes long before we had access to cameras. And you know what?
I understand that. But if you have an opportunity, I mean, the lack of trust that people have, and once again, you know, it comes down to people losing faith in the system. You know,
No. I got to stop you. I'm not losing faith in the system. I don't have faith in people. Yeah, like I just told you. And even if I don't have one because of the Ring company. I don't have my location device activated on my phone most of the time. I just don't need people tracking my shit, knowing where the hell I am. Not that I'm doing anything nefarious. Just go fuck yourself.
Are you one of the people who have an easy pass?
No, I have Easy Pass.
Oh, there you go.
You just killed
your whole August.
No, listen, I'm a comic and I'm running late to a fucking gig. I mean,
you just killed your whole August.
No, I pick and choose. It's my just no.
People, Easy Pass, which by the way is run by a private company, Easy Pass can follow you anywhere you are.
Right, but it's my decision. And you know what? I can just not put the Easy Pass in the car, and I can pay the tolls. I can do that too.
You can do that too, but you don't.
No, because I'm making the decision. Now here's something you're not thinking about. Say we all opt in to this Ring thing. Well, not Ring. Ring's not doing it. To this Fusses. All of a sudden, it's very easy for a town, a city, to make the argument, you know what? We don't need as many police patrolling. We don't need any more men patrolling neighborhoods and squad cars because we have enough cameras. Now you're costing police their jobs too.
Well, if that be the case, let me ask you a question. Do you use an ATM?
Very, very rarely. Before this pandemic, no. When I was working, I went years without using it.
If you use an ATM, if you go into a store and use a self-checkout. If you
I don't.
If you go through a toll, guard the state, you throw the $1.90 in instead of giving it to somebody, same argument you're making, you know, technology does have its place. I understand that. But we also have to respect the technology if we expect to be able to take, you know, take advantage of things that are beneficial to us as a society. It shouldn't have to cost people their jobs necessarily, but I just left a Wawa a little while ago. You guys have Wawas up there, right?
Not up north, yeah. No.
Not up north, but I know of them.
All right.
Convenience stores.
I just left a Wawa where I ordered a sandwich, and there was one person working in the Wawa. One. The lady was doing the sandwich and the counter at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because they had a little checkout checkout thing over there.
Yeah, I don't use that.
They were Quick Mart. You go to Quick Mart or Royal Farms. You walk in, the cash register's gone there. It's you walk up like you swipe and everything. Same thing in the supermarket, ShopRite. Swipe and everything. You know what I'm saying? So you're trying to have it both ways.
No, I'm not. You just named a bunch of shit I don't use. I'm not having some automated thing make me a sandwich. I want a Subway sandwich artist making it. I'm going to Quiznos or Subway. Fuck the Quick Mart.
I don't go to Subway.
Well,
just Jerry.
He's in jail. He's in jail where he's under up.
And he's getting his own foot long, but that's not the point.
Oh. But I.
I stopped going to Subway when they had Michael Vick.
Here's the problem, though.
His size, now he's getting a bigger size.
My favorite part of that was the Eddie dance. That was my favorite part of that whole thing.
That was my favorite part.
But there's a difference between everybody tracking you, which I told you I opt out of most things, and now giving people with authority that can actually impact your life the ability to track you. The closest one. What?
You ever stop and think of it in terms of you? Let me tell you something. And I'm saying this as a black person. Even though we are more cautious than we've ever been when it comes down to cops, the odds, and if you think about this, the odds of you being shot by a cop, you probably got a better chance of getting hit by lightning.
Yeah, I'm just.
I'm dead serious.
I'm not worried about them shooting me.
That media you were talking about before, that's what shapes this whole damn narrative. You know, that's why. I'm not saying that black people are not in danger. I'm not saying that this is that. It's more likely to happen. The stats say it's more likely to happen. But think about it. That same media we talked about when I first came on, we were talking about the media, right? They shape this. They are shaping this thing to where black people now have to be. We're kind of paranoid about it.
But hold on. Hold on.
A cop comes in, especially a white cop, he automatically catches shit.
No, but see, I'm not taking it from that angle. I'm taking it from somebody who's dealt with all the. You know, I used to go on these morning shows as a technology expert on hacking and everything. I'm taking it from that angle. I am paranoid, possibly. I'm not saying I'm not, but it's not because the media and the police. It's like I don't want people having access to cameras that could be in my house. That's what it comes. That's what it comes down to. It's not the police going to get me shot. There's just too many hackings going on. Too many things which are supposedly secure, and then we find out, oopsie daisy, and it got hacked and shit. I just don't want it. I don't want to invite it into my life.
I got two words. Edward Snowden. He told us that if you give the opportunity to the government to have access, they will take it.
Yeah.
And use it for reasons that they're not telling us they're using it for. Now, I know that I probably sound like incredibly paranoid about that, but the fact is that it happens. And, he, this poor guy is living his life out in Russia because he told people that's what happens. I know for a fact that until there were certain crackdowns that were made, that I have friends that are police officers, and I know that they use the technology for personal reasons until it was tied into your badge number, and now they can't do that anymore. But they were used some, not all. But I know of one or two that I know for sure were using certain technology that was in their hands for personal reasons. Now it's not all of them, but that's a human factor that ties into this. I love the idea that I watch now that, you know, I'm watching a lot of Netflix because of the you know, pandemic. And so there's a lot of British crime shows, and they're always going, let's look at the CCTV. And they're, you know, they catch, you know, criminals, and they come up with all kinds of clues from the CCTV. So as somebody watching that and saying, oh, look at that. Oh, that's great. They got that. Now they got the guy. I can see how it could be valuable. But I also worry about, you know, my information being used for other than proper purposes. I love the idea that in your community, Eddie, that you opted into it. So it is the person's, you know, they have to say, can we look at it now? And I would say yes, of course. But I don't know that there isn't the technology to just hack it and use it anyway.
It's not, let me tell you something, one of the biggest problems, and you might as well go back, we might as well just go back to 1963, because what you both are essentially saying is you want 100%, and you're not going to get it.
No, I don't need 100%.
You know, think about the greater, at the end of the day, the greater good is what counts. And the thing about it is, if you're waiting for, I'm not going to do opt-in for cameras or whatever until I get 100% assurance, forget it. It's not
going to
happen.
It's not. No.
Let's just put the cop back on the beat and hope for the best.
No, it's not just about the cops. Like I told you, it's the technology. These things get hacked. Companies that are much more secure than Fussus, who, for instance, get hacked all the time. It's just the reality. Now, if we, you know, if the technology ever becomes one step you know, ahead of the hackers, which it doesn't seem like it will, but if that ever happens, I would revisit it. But up until that point, no, I don't need people having cameras. It's the camera thing. Like I told you, I don't need them tracking everything. Now, you say the easy pass. You're absolutely right. But I made the decision for that part of convenience. I'm going to do that. That's
not 100% either, because easy pass in, I think it was the one in Florida, got hacked. They took a whole bunch of people's money or whatever.
Yeah.
Happened out of water. So, I mean, there's no 100% with anything. And the thing about it is, no matter what you do, sooner or later, there's a chance that somebody's going to, you know, people are pretty damn smart. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, before 1943, I think it was. Before 1943, who the hell ever thought there'd be a hydrogen bomb?
Okay. It sounds like crazy.
People are smart. I mean, you know, it's, no matter what you do, and, you know, it's a battle of us versus them as far as concerned. But there are a lot of things that work that's for the greater good, and you have to consider it. I think you have a right to do, you know, if you want to do it, you have a right to do that, and that's fine. But, you know, if it goes bad, you know, against you in your situation, you know, at that point, I say, because, you know, if you're not, if somebody robs your house and you got a chance to have a camera and you could have, you know, or somebody, the neighbors all figured out, oh, we're not going to get involved. You know,
you got to figure out.
What to say? Call Liberty Mutual and hope that they don't jump in the bay.
You got to figure out what work. You got to figure out what's best for you. I see both sides of the argument. I just don't think that this is the right solution right now. I don't need my camera to be. You guys remember the show Bewitched? I don't need my camera to be Mrs. Kravitz, the fucking nosy neighbor.
Let me tell you something. Mrs. Kravitz was not only the best. She was secure. She was 100%. Now she was 100%. Give me a bunch of Mrs. Kravitz's, everything's all right.
No, you know who didn't like Mrs. Kravitz? Mr. Kravitz. She was a fucking pain in the ass. Shut up, woman. Dummy up.
99.9.
Yeah, exactly. And he knew her the best, and he's like, fucking enough. I don't need to be Mrs. Kravitz. I don't need to be Mrs. Kravitz. I don't want to be surrounded by Mrs. Kravitz. Fuck you, Kravitz. All right.
Yes.
You know, they pretty much took the blueprint for Mrs. Kravitz and Mr. Kravitz from my Aunt Gladys and my Uncle Herbie. It's unbelievable.
Fuck you, Gladys and Herbie. let's do some turbulent air.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful, serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
All right, this is one we haven't encountered. I'm surprised we haven't encountered it sooner. But a couple was arrested on Sunday for boarding a plane after they tested positive for COVID. The man and woman, both 46 from Wailua, Hawaii, reportedly knew they had tested positive for COVID when they boarded a United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Kauai, Hawaii on Sunday. The website, which is the sister site of the San Francisco Chronicle newspaper, also reported the couple was traveling with a four-year-old child. The couple both reportedly tested positive for the coronavirus while they were at the San Francisco International Airport. They were reportedly told by officials at the quarantine station not to board the flight and to isolate instead. However, they decided to board anyway. After the flight landed in Hawaii, the couple was arrested by the Kauai Police Department for reckless endangerment. Police said the couple put their fellow passengers in, quote, danger of death. Since then, they were both able to post bail at $1,000 each. Police told the SF Gate that the four-year-old was released into the care of a relative. The Kauai Police Department working alone. The fuck is your back? Well, look at that. He's got a big pussy behind him now. The Kauai Police Department working alongside our county. Is that the Black Panther? Is that what's going on? Because he died. Are you going for that role? It's the Black Panther. Eddie's the Black Panther. Look at that. State partners remain diligent in protecting the health and safety of our island. Kauai Police Chief Todd Raybuck told the SF Gate, we continue to request that visitors and residents alike follow the governor's emergency rules and take all necessary precautions. So they were clearly reckless, but should they have been arrested?
Yes.
Those motherfuckers. Yes. They absolutely should have been arrested. They should have been publicly flogged, as far as I'm concerned. They're bringing their contagion into a metal tube so that everybody else can breathe the air with this contagious motherfuckers? Yes, they got what's coming to them, and they deserve more.
Well, I will say it is hard to flog while socially distancing.
Get a really long flogger.
A really long flogger?
Yes.
Eddie, again, we're going to need you. I guess you're going to be the go-to for a really long flogging. And look, Pip's getting all hot and bothered again. Here's the interesting.
I got to tell you, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They should be arrested. And hopefully it's not a slap on the wrist type thing, because too many people have gotten too carried away with this thing, and we can see the numbers going up at ridiculous rates. Do you realize that the United States 2 days ago had over 3,700 people that died from COVID? Japan, since this thing has started, has only had 2,400 people die. 2,400! We passed that in a day 2 days ago.
Well, I mean, that just
lock their asses up.
That, Eddie, that just points to American exceptionalism. I think you're failing to see that. well, here's what I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. You have a quarantine area. I understand that. Where they're going to go, I don't know. But you can't fly. Okay. So how do they not tell the gate? How do they not look at these people's ID and go, listen, you know, stay right here. We're going to call down to the United Gate. You can't board this plane. How do they even get on board? There's a problem right there.
Because I hate to say this. I know it's going to sound bad. But there's a very good chance that there were people who thought just like they did, that was at the gate, had their mask on because that's their job. But you know what? I don't believe I got a right to tell you that you have to put on masks. Thank you very much. Enjoy your flight.
Oh wow. So, but yeah, but then
what? You think that the people that work, you think that everybody works in the airport is like you and I?
Yes. I think everybody's like you and I.
Really?
That's how I live.
You know what? There's not only that, but there's a lot more emphasis on the wrong things. You know, we still have old ladies having their tweezers getting taken away from them, and then other stuff that's more important slips through the cracks. I went through, I'm not even sure how many different, locations with airports on a trip before COVID, and it wasn't until I had been through, like, I don't know how many security checks that the one guy goes, oh, you have these in your bag. And they were hair clippers. They were, you know, and they had a pretty long blade. And they were in one, there's so many pockets in my little carry-on, I forgot that they were even in there because they're on the side one I don't look in. I forgot I had them. And so he goes, I'm going to have to take them away, nice English guy. And I'm like, yeah, no, I understand. I forgot they were there, and I can't believe I've gotten through this many airports and nobody noticed that. Yeah, I know. And it's like, they're not going to catch everything, and there's probably poor communication between, these a relatively new setup where people are being checked for contagion and then stopped. I mean, before COVID, maybe during SARS they were doing that, but we weren't, aware of it on a large scale. But, bad, like Davin says, this is alarming that this is happening in airports that they're just getting through for whatever reason, but really bad on the people because they knew better.
Well, I wonder what the penalty is for this. I mean, it's not jail time. I don't think it's jail time, but I wonder.
Floggings!
I think it should be.
But I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's not jail time, though.
Yo, let me ask you a question. You remember when HIV was, and AIDS was going crazy? If you were a person that had HIV and you had sex with somebody, what happened to you?
There's
no difference.
Usually what happened is you
are still risking somebody else's life. There is no difference.
I don't know what your experience was. I had a sandwich and went back to bed. I don't know what your experience was with HIV, but I can only speak for myself. I got to tell you, 85 was a great year for me. I was in the fifth grade. I was riddled with AIDS, and I was fucking like a mofo. It was good times. I missed the 80s. What, no? No?
No.
No? Oh,
okay. No magic, no.
Magic, man. Magic Johnson gives us all hope. Magic Johnson had the AIDS, and before anybody was living it with it, because we didn't have the cocktails, Magic lived it. That's amazing.
I know, and he's still doing well, which is really amazing. There was so much misinformation.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Like I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I have a lot of superior qualities, which is obvious. But I got to feel that if I had AIDS, it would be a little tougher for me to get somebody to stay with.
Picture my wife hanging in there.
No.
Well, not because of the HIV status, but because of all the cheating.
But I'm saying, you cheated, that's bad enough. Now I'm bringing you a double play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, not only did I cheat, but guess what? I caught HIV too. Nah, somebody knows, I just don't picture her sticking around.
Well, then again, he is Magic Johnson, not Stumpy McQuickdraw. So there might be something to that.
Apparently he had one too.
Yes, exactly. It is showtime.
That woman is dickmatized.
Yeah, that can happen. I've never dickmatized people. I've dick pleaded. I mean, please don't leave. It gets bigger, I swear. But I've never dickmatized.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I mean, if Mr. Helix came home and brought me chlamydia, the balls are gone. So if he came home and brought me AIDS, yeah.
Oh, honey, chlamydia. How'd you know? I have gonorrhea and syphilis, and it completes the collection.
I was looking for a couple more for my trophy case.
It's so nice.
Oh, my God.
What? No? No? All right.
No?
We'll move on.
The Christmas tree has a bunch of white balls on it. We know there's no black ones, though.
Unfortunately.
I feel like Pips had a lot of black balls. I feel like they weren't hanging from a tree, but from her chin. All right. Anyway, move on. All right. That's uncalled for. That's not nice at all.
Here comes Santa Claus. Oh.
wouldn't that be a better tradition? Like, say, like you don't give him milk and cookies, you jerk off Santa. Wouldn't that be the better tradition? What, no? Well, like, think about
Santa.
It.
Santa?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
But think about how exhausted he'd be.
He's not getting all those chimneys.
No.
I look at it like this. When I was a little kid, I believed in Santa Claus, and I saw my mother making out with Santa Claus. We went to the top of the steps. We used to have steps, and you look at a little banister, and we could look right down in there, and Santa Claus didn't have his pants on. Now, that's all I'm saying. You talk about kids women. When I came downstairs the next day, and I knew my mother's voice when I heard it, I came downstairs the next day, I had my Mr. Machine. I had my Hot Wheels. I didn't give a damn what Santa did. I had my shit. I didn't dime my mother. I said, it's cool.
No, you don't dime. You don't dime your mom. Your mom was going down the chimney. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't dime your mom.
That's it. And Santa was stuffing her sleigh. And I stuffing her sock. And I was like, you knocked yourself out. It was none of my business. Now, it did confuse me because I grew up later realizing that my dad was doing the Santa Claus thing. turned out my father was a Santa Claus, but here's the deal.
Your dad was Santa Claus?
On that particular year, how my father developed white legs and a white ass is beyond me. I'm still trying to figure that out.
That's what he asked for Christmas. But you...
Santa came on Christmas, as he promised, and I felt good for him.
Well, you know what they say. You know what they say, Eddie. Snitches get stitches. They don't get Hot Wheels.
Well, if you're watching this, I'm just joking.
Oh, white legs, white butt, black schlong, perfect band.
I didn't see a schlong.
Well, you couldn't. It was in your mom's mouth. How could you? All right, that's too far. That's too much.
That's too far. We're talking about the man's mother.
Yeah. Well, actually, he brought it up. I mean, Eddie's the one who gave us the heartwarming story of little Eddie seeing his mom going down on Santa Claus. So to be fair, as much of a creep as I am, Eddie's the one who talked about his mom giving head, not me. To be fair.
Ma,
true.
He's just joking, Ma. He doesn't know you. He's a friend of mine. It's all right.
No. I'm not. I'm not judging your mom. I'm judging you. I'm not judging you. Your mom's a team player. Your mom assessed the situation. She saw a candy cane and jingle bells and balls. She's going, hey, ho ho ho. I get it. Good for mom. It's you're the one who brought this to the table, though. I got no problem with mom getting her freak on with Santa Claus.
Did she just call his mom a hoe?
I said,
no,
go.
I do know one thing. I don't know what he called her, but I know it wasn't a silent night. I'm just saying.
Oh. Was she dreaming of a white Christmas? Honey, that's not snow. All right. Is it sleet? Not really. Oh.
It was a fake fireplace. That's another story for another time.
Wow.
It was not a real fireplace. We had
anything. Neither did we.
But, you know, the moral of the story is Eddie got the toys he wanted. So, really, that's...
Yes, that was what was important.
So, a
nice Hot Wheels set with extra tracks, which, by the way, those tracks were used to whip my ass from time to time. But that's another story for another time.
Wait a minute.
Did his phone just crap out again?
I think it did.
Oh, my God.
It was because he was yelling at his mom.
his phone crap.
He just said crap. Now
I got to call back again. What the fuck is with Eddie's phone? Eddie's phone is like your phone; it shuts off. All right, let me.
And mine is being tonight.
Yeah, let me try this again.
I want to get the whole thing. I want to get it all.
All right.
Oh, it turned into a porn show.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Nobody needs to see
Tony
that.
Tony Camacho, choke on that.
Nobody needs to see that. All right, let's do our
final... I did.
All right, dry... Somebody get the sawdust. Pip's going to flood the fucking place. Glad she's not here flooding it for a change. All right, last story. When inviting some guests to celebrate Christmas in the garden, only one of them is allowed to enter the house to use the toilet, according to Belgium's interior minister and Annelies Verlinden. Inviting people to celebrate in the garden is allowed if the group is not bigger than four people and the distance and hygiene rules are respected. Additionally, direct access to the garden is required, she said, adding that guests are not allowed if they have to pass through the house. The only person who's allowed is one household member's chosen close contact with who respecting this distance of our hygiene measures is not necessary. The others are not allowed to grab a drink or something to eat or even use the bathroom. So basically, if you have to really use the bathroom, you have to go home. That's the rule. So you get four people over, and you got to designate somebody to use the bathroom.
The designated pooper.
The designated pooper. I got to tell you, I'm not going to somebody's house if the toilet is up for grabs. I'm not doing it.
But if it's up for sale.
It's up for sale. I'm buying it. No, but can you imagine? I would never go to a party. I know some people would. I would never go to a party and go, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go home if you want to tinkle. Forget it.
It's not worth it to have that awkward damn conversation. It's hard enough to get people to wear a mask. And now you're saying, if and if they're coming over, you're going to be serving them things to drink or to eat. And especially if they're drinking, you know how it is. Once you break the seal, you got to keep peeing. You're going to tell people, go over there and use the bush because I can't use my bathroom?
How do you...
They had, my wife had... from her hospital, only her unit. They all came over. Now, in her particular unit, because of where she works and what she does, they make them test, like, ridiculously. My wife's nose was actually bleeding at one point.
Oh.
That's how often they make them test. So they all come over the house. There's like, there's 12 of them. And at first I'm thinking, I said, you know what the hell? These people are safer than I am. And so they all came over. And there was a question about the bathroom. So Carrie Ann designated the bathroom downstairs. As any guest, she knew that. No one was allowed to pass the steps to go upstairs. So you were allowed in the, because we have a split level. Lower level, which nobody stayed. All the women all wanted to talk, so they stayed up in the up level, in the where the food was, in the dining room, the kitchen, and the living room. Me and this one other guy that showed up, we went downstairs. The women kept walking by us to use the mask. Yeah, to use the bathroom. You know, and that was the extent of it. And you think about it now, you know, nowadays things got so bad, you know, but that's how she did it. So, I mean, the bathroom thing is not totally unusual. We, fortunately, have two bathrooms. But the upstairs where we went, and even I wasn't allowed up there until I took a shower. And, you know, we didn't go upstairs until we had, you know, everybody left, clothes off, in the wash machine, shower, whatever. And then we broke the seal and went upstairs. But the upstairs included myself. So it's not completely unusual.
But it is unusual.
I piss in his friend is bushes. I piss in his bushes heartbeat. From across the street, just to piss him off.
Hey!
And toss my wallet at the same time.
How do you even decide who gets to, like, if we're having a party? How do you decide, go, all right, you know what, Eddie, you're going to be able to use the toilet. Pip, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wet yourself. I mean, how do you even decide that?
Well, that's not a problem.
No, well, but, you're used to it.
You know I'm an animal. I'll go out in your backyard. I just need a shower curtain around my little area.
You won't even come over. What are you kidding? It's not even an issue for you. Eddie, we were doing, like, outside movie nights over the summer, and she wouldn't even come over for that.
No.
I did an outdoor show, Joey Novick, socially distant show, and there were a lot of people that paid for tickets that didn't show up.
Really?
They just didn't trust it.
Wow.
But it was still full. You know?
I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. I mean, not only for myself. I have two pre-existing conditions, so I'm a little careful. But also because, I would not be able to forgive myself if I brought that home to my husband. You know?
And that's what you have to think about. That's why my wife gets checked the way she does. You know?
Yes.
You know, at my age and everything else, because they say it's killing black people at a ridiculous rate and all that kind of crap. Plus, I'm over 50. You know, so, you know, she's ultra careful about that. She scrubs everything, man. I don't care what it is, man. Before, she said, before we use it, we scrub it, which is very painful from time to time, but she gets a wallet out of it.
It probably wouldn't hurt so much if you didn't go and get your wallet taken away, would it?
I do talk all the time. We're I'm going away on a trip. I need one more bag. Get over here.
Your dick's gotten more use.
Left? Oh, never mind.
Your dick has gotten more use tonight than it's probably gotten the last 2 years.
Sunday, I've got a satchel. This is beautiful.
A matching set.
They're not earrings, dear. They're not earrings. How would you, like, I don't even understand how you would, like, how do the police expect to enforce this?
I caught you pooping in their bathroom. I saw somebody else come out of there a minute ago.
Yeah, like,
how?
Like they're making rules that can't be enforced. What?
Sorry.
No, I was just saying they're making rules that can't be enforced.
Well, that's what the governor was saying. Because we're not going to, when they were talking about the thing during Thanksgiving, he says, I'm telling you right now, I can't go to your house because the first thing a bunch of these stupid-ass Republicans got. Oh, speaking of which, and this is along the line of this, the first thing Republicans did is, we got a right to do this, I'm wearing masks. The guy in Pennsylvania, who was the main guy that was fighting the governor about opening up the schools again, telling people they don't have to wear masks, calling it a hoax, he caught COVID today.
Those are my favorite stories.
He caught COVID. The guy in Pennsylvania, the legislator, he caught COVID. today.
Those are my favorite stories. It happens all the time. I mean, yeah. I know we're not supposed to root for COVID, but I root for COVID.
No, I mean, it's no. We don't see anybody get sick.
I do. No. Speak for yourself. I do.
Okay, I'm speaking for me.
Yeah,
I don't want to see anybody get. I don't want to be in a place where I'm rooting for the disease. Like
Hold on. Let's be real about it. Let's be real about this shit. You're telling me if Ivanka Trump got COVID-19 and God forbid passed away, you're telling me Donald wouldn't treat this shit a little bit more seriously? Because that's the only other person besides himself that he likes. So you're telling me, that it can't, that COVID can't make an impact for all of us? Eddie brought it up, the greater good. I'm saying fucker's got to die.
Giuliani's got it. A lot of people in his cabinet have it.
But he don't give a shit about them.
But he's right. They don't give a damn. And to prove it, Trump's wife and his son caught it.
He don't care.
He never made a big deal. He was like, you know, his attitude was like, it is what it is. I thank God they're okay. But think about it. This guy, his own family caught it. He didn't give a crap.
That's why I said Ivanka. If Ivanka, God forbid, passed away.
That's his girlfriend. You're always upset. The wife, you might feel that way about, but the girlfriend, yeah, you might have a little bit more feelings for the girlfriend.
You're saying Ivanka's a side piece. Ivanka's...
Let me tell you something. My daughter's a beautiful girl, but I have never thought of my daughter as, you know, if I was single, I'd be dating my daughter if she wasn't my daughter. That's never crossed my mind. And Stephanie's a beautiful girl, but that has never crossed my mind. In no way, shape, or form. Oh, my God.
Well,
that is so
white. No.
Well, I am
so white.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but I would bet you that my dad never thought in those terms about me. Now, I was quite the sexy 6-year-old. I'm sure he still wasn't thinking that.
No, don't be sure. But That was a little racist right there, but you know, it's all right. It's gonna be a white thing. Fine. That's fine. It's fine. You know what? Maybe Eddie, if black daddies were home a little bit more, they'd be attracted to their kids. That's all I'm saying. I went there. Yeah. You want to get racist? We'll get racist. Here you go. Let's throw down.
Holy crap.
That's all right. I'm going to get a wallet out of that shit.
Oh, God.
All right.
Yeah, no, he doesn't care about anybody but himself in the long run. But the whole idea, I mean, Eddie, my husband's the same age as you, and so the whole idea of, like, bringing that home to him, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
You know what? I feel like I can speak for Mr. Helix here and say that there's a lot of shit he wish he wouldn't bring home. I feel pretty confident. I've hung out with Mr. Helix enough. And he's like, you know, don't stop at the COVID, dear. There's some other shit that we don't need.
Wow.
It's true.
I know her husband.
It's true.
I know her husband. We've hung out. I understand. I feel the
same.
She brings home a lot of shit, Eddie. There's a lot of shit they don't need.
It's true.
All right.
No, I'm a hoarder. It doesn't just start with the whore. Durr.
I'm just going to go with ooh right now.
Listen.
Because you're a smart man. You decided not to pile on there. I'm not touching that.
Listen, Eddie, I'm not going to tell you.
My wife is watching this, and I just don't need any kind of, and so you thought that was funny, huh? No, honey. If
Eddie,
no. I did not think that was funny. You notice I kept quiet. I like where I live. I like sleeping in my own bed. The couch is not as comfortable as I keep telling you it is. I'm just joking. I did not mean it. And yes, my friend is an asshole. I'm throwing that out there.
Wait a second. Nay. Nay, I'm a sweet and lovable guy. You were racist. I countered your racism with some of my own racism. That's what I did.
Enjoy the moment.
I'll be fine. Listen, the only Bavarian I have in my life is Bavarian cream, and I get them at Dunkin' Donuts. I'll be okay.
Oi.
Oi. But I will say,
delicious.
I will say, I am willing to rent out Pip Helix for your show. Yeah, yeah. I feel like your show needs a little Helix in their life.
Oh, God. Not after all my chocolate loving talk. I don't think that I would be allowed.
That's why. That's why. You need her drooling over some fine Nubian princes.
Davin, she won't go all the way, so that's not worth it.
Yeah, she's a quitter. She's a quitter.
And,
She's not a team player. She don't blow Santa at the top of the stairs like some women. Anyway, all right, let's... All right, let's... Wow. All right. We got to thank some people. The hour is late. Let's thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for sponsoring this.
Thank you, Russ.
We certainly appreciate that. When the COVID clears up, we hope to have Russ in studio. Laugh at Home Comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you. And, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it is one of their comedy club-style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Of course, all socially distanced via Zoom, so we don't actually come to your home, but you can be in many homes at once. You'll all be safe and you'll all laugh. Eddie, you got a lot going on. What do you want to tell the folks about?
Well, the big thing I just want to let everybody know, December 16th at 8 o'clock, Pandemic Illusions will premiere. Our first guest will be the fabulous Rhonda Hansom. We've got a really good show lineup, you guys, and I hope you'll come out and check us out. Pandemic Illusions can be found on Facebook and also on YouTube. And if you really can't find it, whatever, just go to Edward H. Clark and on my Facebook page, and you can watch it live. It's interactive, of course, with everyone. It's fun. It's informative. We can talk about things, but I promise you guys, you will have fun. It won't be as maddening as this, and we're going to steal tips because we need somebody to explain why there's a white woman in this world that can resist black men. I want to know the answer to this question. It is upsetting me. I cannot figure it out. I have dedicated myself to be available and horny, and it means nothing to her. Nothing. She can see the mighty staff of Ra in front of her and go, I shall not worship. And I do not understand. I'm confused. And Dennis Illusion, December 16th, our guest Rhonda Hansom, please join us. I guarantee you'll have a good time. I'm Eddie Clark. We'll talk again.
Hold on. In the middle of that plug spiel, did you just compare your cock to the son of God, the godson? Is that what you did?
Staff of Ra, that's right.
Okay.
Ra is the god of the sun.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just wanted to be clear. I just wanted to make sure I heard that. That's the first time an Egyptian god has ever been incorporated to a plug. So kudos to you, sir. Kudos.
And one reason? It's too shiny.
Too shiny. Well, Eddie, it has been a pleasure having you on our show. What the fuck is that? What is that?
his phone hung up again.
Oh, Christ. All right, Eddie. We appreciate it. We'll see you soon. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.